share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Although some scams have been going on for years, it seems that scammers will stop at nothing to continue profiting from innocent victims. Recently, a Malaysian shared with us the story of how they had gotten scammed by a well-known event styling and planning company. The person shared that on May 9th, they had found an Instagram account of the company who provided event planning and styling services. The company's Instagram account has over 11,000 followers but has disabled comments on all posts. They then contacted the person in charge named Helena via WhatsApp to hire her to be the decorator for an event on June 18th. I made full payment of RM900 to her Maybank account on May 12th. 2 days before the party, Helena informs them that she is sick and is unable to be the decorator for the event. She then claimed that she would find a replacement. But just a day before the event, Helena claims she cannot find a replacement and agrees to issue a refund. However, Helena has stopped replying to all messages and blocked all calls, and no refund has been issued despite daily reminders. She has been scamming people under this modus operandi for several years. Several police reports have been lodged against her. The user has also lodged a police report against her. Not the only time. Meanwhile, the user has also compiled all of the reports against the company by other Malaysians who have similarly gotten scammed. There were reported victims from last year, which means that she has been successfully operating the scam for around a year or possibly much longer. One victim said they had paid an 80% deposit, which amounted to RM1,720. While the mother of an Oku child also got scammed by the companies sometime last year. We hope that the authorities seriously look into this to stop more Malaysians from becoming victims of the party planning scam. Have you heard of this scammer or anything similar? Let us know in the comments. Also read, 380 Hajj pilgrims left stranded in KLIA, believed to have been cheated by travel agency. Source. Provided to WOB Source. Provided to WOB Source. Provided to WOB Source. Provided to WOB Source. Provided to WOB. Source. Provided to WOB. Share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.